From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. From Timmins City Councilor to Mayor, Steve Black hopes his next political post is that of Member of Parliament for Timmins James Bay. He's running in next month's election for the Liberal Party. Black says the Trudeau government has done a good job during the pandemic, and he says the riding has the same core issues in the large centre of Timmins and the small communities.
People are tired of seeing their roads and highways in the shape they are. They want some more help from the governments. When you talk to the smaller communities, they don't have the tax basis to do those type of repairs on their own.
In Black's opinion, everyone wants a strong economy and their families working. Investments in the North are important, so the riding needs an MP on the government side of Parliament. No new cases of COVID-19 are reported in our region today, and one resolved, bringing the number currently active to 4. For all the up-to-date testing and vaccination numbers, go to our website. The United States will keep its land border with Canada closed for at least another month. The decision was announced this morning, just before the current restrictions expire tomorrow. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says the move is to slow the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which has made rapid inroads across America. Delta infection rates are far lower in Canada than the U.S. The two countries first closed the border to all but essential travel in March of 2020. Canada began allowing fully vaccinated Americans back into our country on August 9th. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau is promising 10 paid sick days for federally regulated employees if he's reelected. He says he'll bring in the new policy within his first 100 days in office. The incumbent prime minister is also promising a committee of representatives from the province and territories to discuss legislating sick days across Canada. And finally this afternoon, a CRTC decision to bump internet prices back to 2016 levels isn't sitting well with the CEO of a Kapuskasing internet company. Neotech CEO Francis Lamontagne says a petition was sent to the federal government asking to review the decision and calling for an investigation into the telecommunications industry.
It was sent the day after the decision was made late in May, so the petition should be accepted at any time, and then we should see development on that end. Obviously, with the election coming up, there might be a few delays or a few changes.
Lamontagne says the move by the CRTC is a backward step for the industry. He adds that internet providers and customers were happy with the rate set in 2019 because they allow expansion of services to more rural areas. For these stories and more, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.